sweat and soil. Built an empire tall as a hill, but he don't have fun and he never will. My, 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 my. He sees the world so far below, and though he tries, he'll never know. Friends to greet the breaking day, and love to pass the night away. My, 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 my. William Francis, high and dry, with his paradise denied. My, 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 my. William Francis lost alone, a thousand and a heart of stone. He measures his life in gain and cost, but he'll never add up the world he lost. My, 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 my. William Francis, high and dry, with his paradise denied. Master of all, but none to catch him when he falls. He works us long and he works us hard, but we'll dance all the way to the knacker's yard. My, 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 my. William Francis, high and dry, with his paradise denied. My, 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 my.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Too Much Rock Podcast. This is number 4. I am your host, Sid Souter, as always. That was Chumbawamba with the song William Francis from their new album, A Sing Song and a Scrap, that came out, I believe, this week on their own label called Mutt. That song in particular is a song about how wealth and happiness don't go hand in hand. The album is, of course, political, but it's much more acoustic, entirely acoustic. Kind of an outgrowth of their re-recording of the English Rebel folk songs. So only half of the band is around for that, and they added a couple of new folks, just temporary sit-in folks that are playing mandolin and banjo, things like that, that to round the sound out some. It's a good album, and that song there is almost indie pop. So I'm a big fan of Chumbawamba. Most folks know them from one sad song, but I've been addicted for a very long time. I've got some great stuff this week. I think I've got 8 tracks lined up for you, and of those, I think 6 are from... or 5 from the UK. So it just kind of worked out that way. As always, the rule here is that I just play for you what I get every week. If it's great, you hear it. And if I got suckered into buying something bad, you hear it. Well, at least that was the rule. I picked up the new Dandy Warhols, and boy, is it bad. It's just self-indulgent, long songs. I mean, like the first song isn't really a song. It's just like some weird samples. And then the next 2 songs are like 7 and 9 minutes. And the songs that are decent sound like everything from the first album, or it's just a bad idea, and which is sad because the last album was pretty darn good. So the new rule is, if it's that bad, you don't have to hear it, and instead I substitute it out with something I do want to play. So I'm going to substitute out with a song by Art Brut called Formed a Band. This is off of their Fierce Panda album, Bang Bang Rock and Roll. Came out in May, though not in the U.S., still only a UK-only release. The band's from London. So we're going to start off with or continue on with Art Brut's Formed a Band, and give the Raspberries to Danny Warhols.
Yeah.
Okay, two great tracks there. That was the Arctic Monkeys with I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. That's the number one song in the UK right now. Came out last week, October 17th. They're from Sheffield. Before that was Art Brut with Bang Bang Rock and Roll from London. And again, another recording that hasn't come out in the States. I'm sure the Arctic Monkeys will make it here. And I don't know about Art Brut. I don't know why. It's been out since May in the UK, but nothing here. So, yeah, there we go. Both of those, the Art Brut album is fantastic. I love it all the way through, and there's some great songs on there. It's just no pretension and flat out, and just a lot of fun. Fun is my word, by the way. I noticed that when listening to other podcasts. Fun, fun, fun. I like fun. Arctic Monkeys there, just the single. I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, but I'm guessing we're going to get something full-length soon since it's the number one single in the UK. I'm sure they've pushed them hard. Coming up next is a band called The Editors, again from the UK, this band from Birmingham, making our way north, I guess. This album is called The Backroom. The song I'm going to play is Bullets. Bullets was a single earlier, but this album came out in July, and then I guess it's been re-released on Kitchenware in the U.S. Imprint recently, though. I'm not positive about that one. The band is very much in the post-punk revival, in the sort of the darker wave sort of side, much more in the Echo and the Bunnymen side of things than, say, the Gang of Four side of things. But the album itself is solid, but there's really not a whole lot of standout to it. So it's been an okay purchase, not an album I have listened to a whole lot in the last week or two since I picked it up. But this song's called Bullets. It was a single, and it's pretty good. Enjoy it.
Has to change, then it always does. If something has to change, then it always does. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now. To give, then it always will. If something has to give, then it always will. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now. No, no, not right now.
You don't need this disease. You don't need this disease. You don't need this disease. Nothing you touch, you don't feel. Do not know what you steal. Shakes your head, takes your gun. Walks you out of the sun. What you touch, you don't feel. Do not know what you steal. Destroy everything you touch.
Okay, that was Ladytron with Destroy Everything You Touch from their album Witching Hour. Came out in October. That is a more mature album than they've made in the past. They've kind of shed that Electroclash label and written some darker songs, but it's probably the best album they've done. It shows a lot of strengths of theirs and highlights them well. And that also completes our quintuple shot of bands from the UK. Visited Leeds, London, Sheffield, Birmingham, and then Liverpool there with Ladytron. Coming up next, we finally make a trip to the States for a very American recording. We have Iron and Wine, Samuel Bean there of Iron and Wine with Calexico, in a song called Dead Man's Will from their joint collaborative album called In the Rains. This came out in September. I did not pick it up initially because I was kind of worried Calexico would stomp on Iron and Wine songs, and what I like best about Iron and Wine is really the intimacy of his early recordings, and this definitely does add a lot more to it. I mean, there's a full band behind him, so a lot of people really enjoy this, think the songwriting's great, and I agree there, just not the sound I'm after, though I admit that the Dead Man's Will song that we're about to play is a pretty good one, so enjoy it.
Give this stone to my brother, 'cause we found it playing in the barnyard many years ago. Give this I
trees are wild and undisputably beautiful today. You can see the squirrels on their beautiful parade. I was hitchhiking above the clouds. We didn't see Ed Green's country band. The driver is a friend, but we don't discuss much in his world. We follow the black lines to Paris. I guess it's going that way. I guess it's going that way. Cause it's the only way I'm going tonight. Cause it's the only way I'm going. It's the only way I'm going tonight. Cause it's the only way I'm.
Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, the song Trees and Squirrels, happy and twee and wonderful band out of Sweden, I think Stockholm. That is on their new album entitled Number 3. Number 1 and Number 2 are both EPs. It came out sometime this month on Labrador. I'm not sure if it's going to see a U.S. release or not, but it should. It is happy and wonderful and a spitting image for the best period of magnetic fields, though all the normal twee influences apply there. And definitely was a pick-me-up after Dead Man's Wheel that we heard before that, the Iron and Wine and Klexico collaboration. We've come to the end of the show, folks, and that leads us with one more song left. I'm going to play a song by the Fiery Furnaces. This is off the new album, Rehearsing My Choir, released September 23rd. Fiery Furnaces are a brother and sister duo out of Chicago, or the burbs thereof. And this album is a song cycle that's built on interviews they've done with their grandmother. So they basically have taken elements of her life story and turned it into an album. We talked last week about the album by Sarah Bashole and said it's almost a radio play when you listen to it. Well, this one definitely is. It's a glimpse into somebody else's life with lots and lots of kitchen sink sounds and odd noises and voices, and it's very entertaining. I'm not sure it works that well as a pop record, but it's very entertaining, and I enjoy it. It reminds me of something that maybe Crispin Glover, actually, if you're familiar with his album, then the voice is pretty much the same, and the production approach and things of that sort. It's hard to pick one song in there, but we're going to pick Guns Under the Counter just for a couple of this song, or snippet rather, is is great for a couple of lines in it, including you could smell the cabbage on the bullets. So thank you very much, folks. This has been the Too Much Rock podcast number 4, TooMuchRock.com. The song here is The Fiery Furnaces with Guns Under the Counter.
Well, good for you. But we have something, too. So said my aunt.
A bowling alley and lunch counter filled with pillows over lunch break from the Western Electric plant at a slant across the street. And next door, when so-and-so's men would come in, and the man himself very often, it was guns under the counter every time. Guns under the counter every time. But guns under the counter and bowling on the second floor. Very often he was there himself, and I, of course, had a special small ball as a little girl, and didn't I grow up to be captain of the Morton girls' bowling team? I did, though I don't attach much importance to that now, or then, than riding the old Garfield Bell downtown, and on up to State Street, and back to guns under the counter. Guns under the counter every time, the guns under the counter, and bowling on the second floor. I never liked Douglas Park, and no one likes it now. But that's neither here nor there.
There or here?
West of Crawford, where it is I stayed. Chicago Straits alliterates.
North and south.
I lived in the M's, but it was down on the south side.
Dr. Peter Payne and his brother had their donut factory. And I mention it now because...
that one day...
Now, I wasn't there. We were in Davenport at that time. Some Northside Irish bullets came zipping through the window. And Cicero...
never stand at a window and pass the counter looking for those men who had their guns behind the counter. And you could smell the boiled cabbage on those bullets. One of them managed to hit a young pin setter in the leg. Wouldn't you know it? But luckily, Panagulas, Dr. Peter Payne, was there to see to it.
He took some special blackberry filling right out of his lunch bag and applied it to the young man's wound. You see, Dr. Peter Payne was an interesting man, and an even more interesting doctor, as he would use no material or remedy that wasn't used in the manufacture of his donuts down on 82nd and Kedzie with his brother. But he tempered this by the fact that he would rarely use ingredients that didn't have some medicinal purpose.
Or so he thought. Here in the donut factory, they have confectioner's sugar so sweet it was caustic.
And chocolate so bitter that it could kill typhus.
Glazing so shiny, it could set back glaucoma.
And filling so filling, you didn't need stitches.
The same special blackberry filling that was applied to the young man's wound. Blackberry filling that came straight from Dr. Peter Pan's lunch bag. Davenport, with a big restaurant downtown, and I once kept a jackrabbit in the backyard, and I'd walk across the river to Rock Island to Greek school on a fine fall day, and I'd look up at the sky and down at the river. But Davenport changed its name to Hooverville, so to speak. And we had to go to Chicago to move in with my aunt.